Now we're going to talk about the actual physiological mechanisms underlying atherosclerosis. And the first thing that happens is the endothelium lining of the blood vessel, which is made up of epithelial cells, will be injured. And this may be due to something such as smoking, high blood pressure, or chronic infection. So the endothelial lining, which is made up, as I've said before, of the epithelial cells, and they start releasing chemicals, and they'll start transporting and modifying lipids from the blood. Mostly these will be low-density lipoproteins, which contain lots of cholesterol. They'll go behind the endothelium into a region called the intima, and there they'll be oxidized, and that will in turn damage the surrounding cells and cause inflammation. Once you have inflammation, leukocytes will be attracted to the area. These will include monocytes, and the monocytes, when they leave the blood and enter the intima, will be transformed into macrophages, and they'll become full of low-density lipoproteins, and they'll get transformed into foam cells. Foam cells will trap more low-density lipoproteins, which become further oxidized, and the foam cells and the macrophages will release inflammatory chemicals, which will attract more leukocytes, and so the cycle continues. And some of these chemicals will stimulate smooth muscle proliferation. And then what happens is the foam cells will start to form a streak of fatty material called the fatty streak, all happening in that space, the intima, behind the endothelium. Now smooth muscle cells start to grow and migrate into the same area. Now the space becomes very thick, it's got smooth muscle cells, it's got foam cells, and that sort of foaming mixture forms and it starts to coagulate, and eventually it forms a substance called plaque. So plaque is smooth muscle cells, low density lipoproteins, and inflammatory debris. And interestingly enough, at this point, high-density lipoproteins would help because they would actually remove the cholesterol from the plaque and take it back to the liver. And you seem to be prone to this disease if you have the wrong ratio, if you have too many low-density lipoproteins and not enough high-density lipoproteins. So remember, this is all happening behind the endothelium, and now what will happen is it will start to bulge out into the actual interior of the blood vessel and will start to affect the blood flow as it protrudes into the lumen. And this in turn will start to increase blood pressure. So increased blood pressure can be a risk factor of developing the disease, but it's definitely something that develops when you get the disease. The plaque will keep enlarging, and as it does so, calcium from the blood may be added. It's going to start to become unstable and prone to rupture. And if it ruptures, this will be incredibly dangerous because the underlying tissue will be exposed, platelets will stick, and the process of clotting will be initiated. And once a clot forms, this can be a major factor involved in cardiac disease and stroke, as those clots can move around the body. And you can see why it's also a disease which is more prevalent with aging, because as you age, you just get more damage naturally to your blood vessels.